You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Thursday, January 18th, 2007. The case of the two recovered teenagers, Ben Ombi and Sean Hornbeck, and their alleged abductor, Michael Devlin, gets even stranger. Devlin, who was erroneously reported to be a child sex offender, only has a history of traffic tickets, however, has been charged with kidnapping Ombi and will probably be charged with kidnapping Hornbeck. While the alleged kidnapper was at work, teenager Sean Hornbeck had computer access, and he or someone pretending to be him may have put photos of Sean online, posted a chilling message on a site created by his parents saying, "How long are you planning to look for your son?" That brings up the whole question of the Stockholm Syndrome. Do victims of kidnappers form an allegiance with their kidnapper? Talk about the Patty Hearst case. Talk about this case. Is this a case where Hornbeck thought that he was being looked after by Devlin and nobody really wanted to find him? Some skeptics will say that the Stockholm Syndrome is just that. It's nonsense. It's a brainwashing technique that these victims will form an allegiance with their kidnapper. I don't know. I think this story is far from being over, but one thing we can say for sure is that this story did reunite two young men with their families, and that's the important thing. I'm Dana Pretzer.